By 4:30 in the afternoon, some 12,000 Ismailis and more than 6,000 of their guests had assembled in the grounds of the club, and excitement mounted steadily as the distinguished visitors started to arrive.
Her Highness Mata Salamat Begum Aga Khan has just arrived in the grounds of the club.
Prominent in the vast crowd were members of the Consular Corps and of the East African governments.
Their Highnesses Prince Ali Khan and Princess Jewel Ali Khan have now arrived.
The weather, which until this moment had been intensely hot, now clouded over slightly and greatly added to the comfort of the huge crowd.
His Excellency the Governor of Kenya, Sir Eden Baring, and Lady Mary Baring have now arrived.
And then, at exactly 5:00, a hush fell over the audience.
His Highness Aga Khan has just arrived at the ground and is being met by Councillor Ibu Pirbai, President of the Supreme Council of Kenya. Mr. Councillor Ibu, the President of the Ismaili Provincial Council of Nairobi, Mombasa and Kisumu, the Muki and the Kamalia of the Nairobi Demand, and members of the Supreme Council Executive, His Highness is now making his way to the dais.
Slowly, and with great natural dignity, His Highness climbed the steps of the dais and seated himself on the splendid throne. This was set amidst a dazzling display of many-coloured flowers, while the flags of the Commonwealth strained out in the breeze behind him. The scene was now set for the ceremony to begin. From the front ranks of the onlookers, Farouk Tharia Topan rose from his seat and made his way to the dais to recite verses from Quran.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Now followed the most solemn part of the proceedings, the actual imamate installation. Conducted in dignified silence, the ceremony began with the robing. Count Sir Ibu Pirbai presented to His Highness the ancestral robe which the late Aga Khan, Sir Sultan Muhammad Shah, had worn on all ceremonial occasions, including his various jubilee celebrations. Vizier Remu Virji, Muki of Nairobi Jamaat, was the next to mount the steps leading to the throne, in order to present to His Highness the pagri, or turban, similar to that which had been worn by His Highness's great-grandfather. The honor of making the next presentation fell to Count Fethi Ali Dalla, President of the Federal Council for Africa. This was the Sword of Justice, and its presentation was strictly according to tradition, for the 48th Imam was also presented with the Sword of Justice when he was installed on the throne of Imamate at a very tender age. Count Abdallah Hassam Gangji, President of the Executive Council for Africa, now came forward with the chain of office of Imamate. This chain, which had been specially made and which incorporated the crest of His Highness, symbolized his position as the 49th Imam, for it had 49 links in it, each representing an Imam since Hazrat Ali, the first Imam. The final and most significant presentation made by Vizier J.B. Ahmed was that of the signet ring, the seal of Imamate. Throughout Ismaili history, and especially during the 11th, 12th and 13th centuries, this seal was used for personal communications from the Imam to his followers, particularly to those living in such remote places as Afghanistan and Turkestan. The time had now come for the presentation of loyal addresses from various Muslim organizations.
Mr. Zafruddin, President of the Kenya Muslim League, is now making his way to the dais to present the first of the loyal addresses.
His Highness, the Archon, Maulana Shakarim al-Husseini. May it please Your Highness. On this most auspicious and historical occasion of Your Highness's enthronement to the Imamate, we, the President and members of the Kenya Muslim League, on behalf of all the Muslims of Kenya, extend to Your Highness our most heartfelt and warmest greetings.
The next address, on behalf of the East African Muslim Welfare Society, is to be presented by its president, the Honorable Abdul Karim Karimji, Mayor of Dar es Salaam.
May it please Your Highness. It is with great joy and happiness that, at the request of the East African Muslim Welfare Society, Your Highness has been pleased to accept this humble address. The Society most heartily offers its sincere congratulations to Your Highness on the unique occasion of your public accession to the throne of the Holy Imamate of Shia Imami Ismaili. Due to his princely financial assistance received by the Society on pound-to-pound basis, the Society has up to date been able to build well over 150 mosques and 150 schools at various places in East Africa. The Society is grateful for Your Highness's acceptance to be our chief patron and to guide us in our noble cause.
That the last of these loyal addresses, on behalf of His Highness Aga Khan, Shia Imami Ismaili Supreme Council for Kenya, is its president, Khan Saribu Pirwai.
May it please Your Highness, on this auspicious ceremony, we offer our profound felicitation and reiterate
our unbounded loyalty and allegiance to Your Highness, we most humbly and earnestly pray to Almighty Allah that Your Highness may live long and bestow Your holy blessing on Your follower and guide them from prosperity to prosperity.
The leaders of the Ismailia community, with their wives, now approach the dais to pay homage to their newly installed imam. Young and old, they made a most moving sight as, with their hands together and their heads bowed, they paid their respects to their spiritual leader. Overcast weather suddenly cleared, and rays of sunshine brilliantly illuminated the young man so suddenly called to high office, who now sat in solitary dignity on the throne. A picture which those who were fortunate enough to witness this solemn ceremony will always remember. A short pause, and then the moment for which everybody was waiting. His Highness the Aga Khan Maulana Karim al-Husseini rose from his throne to address the vast, expectant gathering.
Your Excellencies, Your Highness, Your Worship, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, my spiritual children, I am most grateful for your kind addresses. On behalf of the Ismaili community and myself, I would like to thank all those in Nairobi who have contributed to such a wonderful welcome here. I have been very moved by everyone's kindness, especially by the hospitality given me by His Excellency the Governor and Lady Mary Baring. How beautiful your city is looking. The decorations along the streets and here on this ground are truly magnificent. I remember Nairobi as a boy, and most of you know how much it has changed since the war. Yet this is only a symbol of the still greater changes which are taking place throughout Kenya. Under the guidance of His Excellency Sir Evelyn Baring, Kenya is developing fast and prospering today as never before in its history. If wise counsels continue to prevail, if the people here face their problems with mutual forbearance, still greater prosperity and expansion will lie before you. Never before in the history of man has there been such an age of technical progress. Only 30 years ago, it was an adventure to fly in an aeroplane. Today, there are machines that travel faster than sound. Before long, the oceans will be scattered with atomic-powered ships traveling on and beneath the sea.
new and undreamed of changes in the means of transport and communication lie in the future. All of this will create new markets and new fields of enterprise in Africa. Fresh outlooks and unforeseen influences will follow in their train. It is most important for the future of this country that the various races face these changes together and with mutual understanding. How do we Ismailis fit into this picture? Our faith keeps us a united community. That is essential to our spiritual welfare. But in every other way, you must remember that you are citizens of Kenya. It is to this country and to its government that you owe allegiance. Although, as a community, the Ismailis will never be involved in politics, individually, they may well play a constructive part in their country's political development. Some of your leaders here are doing this with great distinction. They should remember, above all, how important it is to encourage and promote good relations among the different races who live here together. Let me give you a practical example. Behind, you can see the structure of a great new hospital which is almost completed. It will be one of the best equipped hospitals in East Africa. Half of it has been paid for by the government and half by the Ismaili community. It will be, like our schools, available for all races. I hope that this will be only one of many other ventures in which the spirit of partnership will always prevail. The years of development and change which lie ahead are certain to throw up many new problems. We should not be afraid of these. You will surely surmount them if you stand by your faith and meet your difficulties in the spirit of humility and tolerance which our religion demands of us. This is especially important for the younger generations who will have to carry the future on their shoulders. Only the faith of your fathers can sustain you and enable you to live in peace here in this world and in the next.